Seir means travel, means observation, means tourism, means the process of becoming. It has a lot of meanings as term in this language, because our changes for us are not changes. These are a path towards something. So this is a seir, and we add it to another word, which is suluk. And seir and suluk are the things that they do. If you ask them, what are you doing? They say, we are doing seir and suluk. Seir is, there is two kinds of seir. One kind is really seir, literally, really means in reality, you start from somewhere and you go somewhere else. This is seir. For example, when you refer to the planets, they call sayyare, means the one which are turning around something. They are doing something. That's sayr. Therefore, literal meaning of sayr is to go around. By that they mean you should travel, really. Because the first thing that the traveling will do is will show you that there are other ways to live, there are other ways to think, there are other people, other cultures, and all that. If you don't do that, you will affirm your egocentrism every single day. But when you go and you say, no, there are different people, you understand. That's the meaning of seir. But they say, okay, that's the outside one, the outward one. There is an inward one to start from where I am now and go around what? Go around the sun, go around the white, turn around, imagine it, and become someone else. So there are two kinds of seir. Here he will describe it for you. He says, the outward traveling, the physical one, is what you say and what you do. Not what you experience and you travel and you go to the best hotel and thing like that. With this seir we mean whatever you do and whatever you say is the map of your travel, your journey. Your journey in reality is what you say, what you do. Why is important what you say? Because that influences the other fellow travelers, right? And you declare yourself over there. Whatever you say, whatever you do is the outward one. You know what is the inward? In the skies. That revolution inside has no physical stuff. It's above the sky. And listen.
The sense saw dryness because it was born of dryness.
Means the physical sensing in you to us is dry. What do we mean by dry? Dryness is lack of water. Remember, water is knowledge to us. Remember, he was talking about the polluted layer of the water and the pure layer of the water. The water. The water that you should like, not the way you like it or a chicken likes it. What way? The fish likes it. He explained it all. He said, if you're a man, you're a chicken, you're a donkey, you're a frog. Of course you are thirsty. But when I talk about thirst, I'm talking about the thirst of a fish. Means living in it, not using it for your life. This is what knowledge is to us. That's why he brought it that, okay, if you talk good, but you do bad, there is no hope for you. Because that sail is whatever you say and whatever you do, really. These both are one part of it to us. Then it comes to this dryness, you say, this one is dry. The physical existence doesn't carry the water of knowledge. So it's no good. This one, because it's dry by its nature, so looking around, it will see the dryness. Is it or not? What your intelligence sees when looking around?
Objects.
No, missing objects. The things that are not there. It looks in non-existence. We'll come back to that later. That's what it is. Because this is empty, he will see the emptiness in this universe. If I ask your intelligence, you could list the things that are missing in this universe. And you could give an F to the Creator like that. That's what it is.
The Jesus of the Spirit set foot on the sea.
You see? This is dry. We are talking about Jesus who is walking on the ocean. Means even for walking, if he walks on the ocean. You understand that? Or you just see that bizarre visual trick, somebody walking in the water. When we say Jesus walked upon the water, means he was the one that even the ocean will not drown him. Because he lost his life, physical life. Rumi later will say, when somebody is dead, the ocean will put it on his head. It will float. When you're not dead, you will submerge and you will die. Mm-hmm. So that this kind of death that we're talking about, living your personality, Jesus has no personality. He's the pure spirit. So he walks on the water. Yep.
The journey of the dry body befell on dry land. The journey of the spirit set foot in the heart of the sea. Since your life has passed in traveling on land, now mountain, now river, now desert, when will you gain the water of life? Where will you cleave the waves of the sea? The waves of earth are our imagination.
Please listen carefully. Here Rumi will give you some words that later, when you have, you will develop some knowledge here and there, then you will have difficult questions. I will refer you back to here because he will give you the best definition. Listen carefully to this, yes? These are two lines that are for that. Listen, yeah.
The waves of earth are our imagination and understanding and thought. The waves of water are self-effacement and intoxication and death.
Let's do some correction here. The first one was vaham, which is translated imagination. Vaham is illusion. Then faham is understanding. And fake is thought, yes. These are the dry ones. You're proud of these three, aren't you? So these are dry ones. You know what are the wet ones? Losing yourself, becoming transparent, and being drunk. Excuse me, what is good about being drunk? We know that drunk driving is bad, right? So what's good about the drunk? Turning off this part. Now this part, you turn off this part. That part is working properly, and this one will work properly in its own domain. This one is shut off, right? Getting rid of intelligence. That's why we talk about drunkenness here. These are not the alcoholic people. These people are talking in a state of mind that you are free from the chain of your intelligence.
So what terms does he use for self-effacement and intoxication?
There are terms that you will find them in the oldest categories of... There isn't one that we see are seven steps, right? Seven cities of improvement. Before that, there has been a lot of three. 3-1-3-1-3-1. And this is one of those. There are three states. The first one is Mahav. Mahav is when you become almost invisible. Then is Sukh, which is drunk. And the last is always Phenomenal. So it's Mahav, Sukh, Phenomenal.